Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ma'amar by Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Menachos, Daf Ayin Hey, the seventh parak, Ve'il Menachos Nikmasos. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught that all Menachos which are prepared in the Kli Shareis require three applications of oil, Yitzika, pouring at the end, Blila, mixing oil in, and placing oil into the Kli before the Mincha is prepared. Regarding Blila, Rebbe said Chalas Bo'olon. He mixes the oil in after they were already made into loaves. But the Chamise is mixed in while the Mincha is still Solas, flour. They darshan Solas Belula, fine flour mixed with oil, Melamashi Nivlela Solas, teaching that it's mixed with oil while it's flour. Thus, the full procedure is as follows. He puts some of the oil into the Kli, then puts the flour in and puts oil on it and mixes it. He then kneads it, bakes it, breaks it into pieces, puts the remaining oil in, and performs kamitza. Rebbe says that the pasuk chalos bluos b'shemen, loaves mixed with oil, implies that the mixing takes place after the mincha is baked as loaves, and he details the full procedure with the second application and mixing in of oil taking place after the mincha is baked and broken into pieces. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that all menachos which are prepared in the Kli Shareis require psisa, breaking into pieces. This excludes the shtei lechem and the lechem apanim from psisa. The next Mishnah describes psisa of Yisrael's mincha. Kofel echad ushnaim, ushnaim larbo umavdil. He folds one loaf into two, the two pieces into four, and he separates the four pieces to allow for kmitza. A Kohen's mincha is also folded into quarters, ve'eno mavdil, but he doesn't separate the pieces since it doesn't require kmitza. Regarding the mincha of the Kohen Mashiach, meaning the Chavite Kohen Gadol, Oye Makapla, he would not fold it. The Gemara will clarify that it was not folded into four, but was folded into two. Rabbi Shimon maintains that the menachos of Kohanim and the Kohen Mashiach, which do not require kamitza, also do not require psisa. Abraisa explains that pasos, break, teaches to fold the mincha, and pitim, pieces, teaches to fold it again into four. Yachu yasena pirurim, one might think he should make it into crumbs, so the pasuk says, osa, break it into pieces, teaching that only the mincha is broken into pieces, but the pieces are not further broken into smaller pieces. And point number three, Rav Yosef said, hai chavitza de esba pirurim kazayis, this cooked dish with pieces of bread, which has pieces of bread the size of an olive, one recites on it the bracha of hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, but if they're smaller than a kazayis, he recites a borei mine mazonos. Rav Yosef supports this from a brice, which teaches that one who eats shiraim of a mincha, which our Mishnah taught is broken into kazesim, recites hamotzi. Abai objects that according to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds a mincha is broken to pieces smaller than a kazayis, one would not say hamotzi. And if one would argue that this is indeed true, but a brice teaches that if one gathers bits of bread into a total amount of a kazayis and ate it, then if it was chametz on Pesach, he incurs karis, and if it was matzah, he fulfills his obligation. This proves that these small pieces are significant and considered bread. The Gemara eventually answers that the case is Bava Melechem Gadol, where the pieces come from a large bread, which lends significance to its smaller pieces. Rav Sheshes rules that one recites Hamotzi even on pieces of bread smaller than a kazayis. Rava adds that this is only where Torisa did Nahama, the appearance of bread is still upon them. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that all menachos which are prepared in the Kli Shareis require three applications of oil, yitzika, pouring at the end, blila, mixing oil in, and placing oil into the Kli before the mincha is prepared. Regarding blila, Rebbe said chalos bo'olon. He mixes the oil in after they were already made into loaves, but the chamise is mixed in while the mincha is still solas, flour. They darshan solas belula, fine flour mixed with oil, Melamashi Nivlela Solas, teaching that it's mixed with oil while it's flour. Thus, the full procedure is as follows. He puts some of the oil into the Kli, then puts the flour in and puts oil on it and mixes it. He then kneads it, bakes it, breaks it into pieces, puts the remaining oil in and performs kamitza. Rebbe says that the pasuk chalos bluos b'shemen, loaves mixed with oil, implies that the mixing takes place after the mincha is baked as loaves, and he details the full procedure with the second application and mixing in of oil taking place after the mincha is baked and broken into pieces. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that all menachos which are prepared in the Kli Shareis require psisa, breaking into pieces. This excludes the shtei lechem and the lechem apanim from psisa. The next Mishnah describes psisa of Yisrael's mincha. Kofel echad ushnaim, ushnaim larbo umavdil. He folds one loaf into two, the two pieces into four, and he separates the four pieces to allow for kmitza. A Kohen's Mincha is also folded into quarters, ve'eno mavdil, but he doesn't separate the pieces since it doesn't require kamitza. Regarding the Mincha of the Kohen Mashiach, meaning the Chavite Kohen Gadol, lohiya makapwa, he would not fold it. The Gemara will clarify that it was not folded into four, but was folded into two. Rabbi Shimon maintains that the Menachos of Kohanim and the Kohen Mashiach, which do not require kamitza, also do not require psisa. Abraisa explains that pasos, break, teaches to fold the mincha, and pitim, pieces, teaches to fold it again into four. Yachu yasena pirurim, one might think he should make it into crumbs, so the pasuk says, osa, break it into pieces, teaching that only the mincha is broken into pieces, but the pieces are not further broken into smaller pieces. And point number three, Rav Yosef said, Hai chavitza de ezba prurin kazayis, this cooked dish with pieces of bread, which has pieces of bread the size of an olive, one recites on it the bracha of hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, but if they're smaller than a kazayis, he recites a borei menei mazonos. Rav Yosef supports this from a brice, which teaches that one who eats shiraim of a mincha, which our Mishnah taught is broken into kazayisim, recites hamotzi. Abai objects that according to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds a mincha is broken to pieces smaller than a kazayis, one would not say a motzi. And if one would argue that this is indeed true, but a braisa teaches that if one gathers bits of bread into a total amount of a kazayis and ate it, then if it was chametz on Pesach, he incurs karis, and if it was matzah, he fulfills his obligation. This proves that these small pieces are significant and considered bread. The Gemara eventually answers that the case is bevam lechem gadol, where the pieces come from a large bread, which lends significance to its smaller pieces. Rav Sheshes rules that one recites hamotzi even on pieces of bread smaller than a kazayis. Rava adds that this is only where torisa de nahama, the appearance of bread, is still upon them. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ein Hey, and this Siman was suggested to us by David Zev Glickman from London, as well as from Gedalia Weiss. They both suggested that Ein Hey is an Am Ha'aretz. So here goes. The Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim Am Ha'aretz could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of a Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four. Told them to go eat their lunch and remember to say Hamotze, even on less than a kazayas, as long as it looks like bread. So once again, in slow motion, the Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim Am Ha'aretz, that must be more on Daf Ein Hey. The Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim Am Ha'aretz could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes regarding the procedure of the three oil applications. Is the oil mixed in after they were already made into loaves, or is it mixed in when the mincha is still soulless? So the Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim Am Ha'aretz could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four, which reminds us, the next mission describes the pesisa of a Yisrael's mincha. Kofa echod l'shnaim, shnaim l'arba u'mavdil. He folds one loaf into two, the two pieces into four, and he separates the four pieces to allow for kamitza. A Kohen's mincha is also folded into quarters ve'eno mavdil, but he doesn't separate the pieces since it doesn't require kamitza. So the Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim Am Ha'aretz could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of a Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four. Told them to go eat their lunch and remember to say hamotzi even on less than a kazayas, as long as it looks like bread, which reminds the Gemara brings the machlokas if hamotzi is set on bread smaller than a kazayas. Rav Sheshes rules that one recites hamotzi even on pieces of bread smaller than a kazayas, and Rav adds that this is only where tarisa de nahama, the appearance of bread, is still upon them. So once again, the Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim Am Ha'aretz could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four. Told them to go eat their lunch, remember to say hamotzi even on less than a kazayas, as long as it looks like bread. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf ayin off. So the simon daf ayin off is a donkey going ee-ah. So here goes. The donkeys brayed ee-ah. Donkeys braying ee-ah. That must be wrong, Daf. Ayin Aleph. The donkeys brayed ee-ah in delight of the men cutting grain from a beis hashlachin before the omer, which reminds us the katsir prohibition only applies to places which the omer may be taken, but any place whose grain may not be used for the omer, such as irrigated fields, may be harvested before the omer. So the donkeys brayed ee-ah in delight of the men cutting grain from a beis hashlachin before the omer, but brayed ah-ee in protest of the men from Yericho who stacked the grain before the omer and cut branches from hektish carob and sycamore trees, which reminds us, a Bryce relates six practices of the Anshe Yericho, of which three were in accordance with the sages' wishes, and three which were against their wishes. The three which were against the Chochamim's wishes were, number one, they also stacked the harvested grain before the Omer. Number two, they allowed benefiting from branches cut off from Hekdesh, Carob, and Sycamore trees. And number three, they made breaches in their gardens and orchards to allow the poor to take the fallen fruit on Shabbos and Yom Tov during famines. The Chochamim were concerned they might climb the trees and pick the fruit. So, the donkeys brayed ee-ah in delight at the men cutting grain from a base of shlachin before the Omer, but brayed aw-ee in protest at the men from Yericho who stacked their grain before the Omer and cut branches from Hekdesh, Carob, and Sycamore trees, as they were being used to plow shachas down the middle of a field, separating it into two for Peah, which reminds us, a Mishnah lists numerous separations which divide a field regarding Peah, such as a ravine or a road requiring Peah in each section. Remer says, Kotsu Ashachas Mapsik, one who harvests unripe grain, the harvested area divides the field in two because he doesn't consider such reaping the first stage of harvesting the field. The Chochamim say the field is only divided if he plows a harvested area because they consider this reaping itself as harvesting, which does not divide the field. Dafayin base. So the simmer of dafayin base is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The man who did the Ksiris HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiris HaOmer Belaila themed cake. Thick piece of cake? That must mean we're on dafayin base. The man who did the Ksiris HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiris HaOmer Belaila themed cake, which reminds us, Gemara brings a Malchokas that the Omer may be harvested during the day or only at night. So the man who did the Ksiris HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiris HaOmer Belaila themed cake, sitting in his big day Shabbos at a Shabbos table in the field, since Ksiris HaOmer is Docha Shabbos, which reminds us, Gemara explains the opinion that holds that Ksiris HaOmer is Docha Shabbos. So the man who did the Ksiris HaOmer eating a thick piece from the Ksiris HaOmer Belaila themed cake, sitting in his big day Shabbos at a Shabbos table in the field, since Ksiris HaOmer is Docha Shabbos, could smell the scent from the Hekter Cholavim wafting from the base of Migdash, since Mitzvah Chaviva B'Shaita and Shabbos was already overridden from the Shechita of the Karbanos, which reminds us, Gemara explains that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is only Docha Shabbos where Shabbos was already overridden, since the Shechita of the Karbanos already overrode Shabbos, so it can be overridden again to allow Hekter Cholavim in the preferred time. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the simmer Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The Kohanim eating their portions from Karbanah served in giant ostrich eggs. Giant ostrich eggs? That must be on Daf Ayin Gimel. The Kohanim eating their portions from Karbanah served in giant ostrich eggs with the source written on them, which reminds us, in the previous Daf, the 7th parak began, El Menachos Nikmatzos B'Shirehen L'Kohanim. And these are the Menachos which are subject to Kamitza, and their remnants, the Shiraim, are for the Kohanim to eat. It lists 10 different menachos, and the Gemara asks for the source that even the shiraim of barley menachos are eaten by Kohanim. Chizki gives the source, and on this daf, a brisa derives numerous offerings. So the Kohanim eating their portions for Karbanah served in giant ostrich eggs, with a source written on them, told the goy trying to bring a shlamim that it really is an ola, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Shalmei hov de kochavim olos, the shlamim Karbanahs of idolaters are offered like olos, and are completely burned on the mizbeach. This can be derived from a pasuk, or from logic. So the Kohanim eating their portions from Karbanah served in giant ostrich eggs, with the source written on them, told the goy trying to bring a shlamim that it really is an ola, and told his friend and fellow goy bringing wine in a giant egg that he can't bring it on his own, but connected to his ola, which reminds us, a Braisa darshan's Ezrach, native to teach, Ezrach mevi nesachim, only a native may bring nesachim by themselves without a carbon, ve'eino ovdei kochavim mevi nesachim, but an idolater may not bring nesachim by themselves. Yachlo tehe olaso in te'unu nesachim. One could think that his ola would not require nesachim to be brought along with it, so the pasuk says, kacha, so shall be done for every bull and so on, to teach that even an akum's ola requires nesachim. Daf Ayin Dalet, so the simmer Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed, that must be on Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one kohen bringing his own minchas chota, which reminds us, we learned that a kohen may bring his own karbanas, including a minchas chota. So the man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one kohen bring his own minchas chota, while another kohen who had just burned the kmitza from his own minchas chota was scattering the shiraim over the beis hadeshen, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three opinions about the procedure of a minchas chota of kohanim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon agrees with his father that the chometz is burned, but says the shiraim is pazrin al beis hadeshen. The shiraim are scattered over the place of the ashes. So the man suspended from the helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one kohen bring his own minchas chota, while another kohen who just burned the kmitza from his minchas chota was scattering the shiraim over the Beis Hadeshen, spotted a kohen pouring wine that was donated as an offering into the shisin of the mizbeach, which reminds us the Gemara discusses what is done with the offerings of wine or oil. Our Mishnah holds the wine is poured into the shisin like the wine of Nesachim accompanying a carbon. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which depth discussed regarding wheat kernels, which one planted in the ground, whether the Omer permit them or not? That's on Daf. Samach Tes. Good. Number 2. Which Daf brings three opinions about the procedure of a Minchas Chota of Kohanim? That's on Daf. Ein Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we mokokas if Chalos Bo'olon or Soz Bo'olon and the procedure of the three oil applications? That's on Daf. Ein Hey. Good. Number 4. Which Daf to discuss the five grains which are subject to Chala and Chadash, excluding Orez and Dochen? That's on Daf. Ein. Good. Number 5. Which Daf on the Shalmin Karbanis of Ovdei Kochavim are like Olos? That's on Daf. Ein Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which Daf brings sources for various offerings that are eaten by Kohanim? That's on Daf. Ein Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which Daf do we have in Machlokas if the Omer may be harvested during the day? That's on Daf. Ein Beis. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do you discuss a case where an elephant swallowed palm fibers and expelled them and they were made into a basket? That's on Daf. Samach Tes. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do you discuss whether an Akum can offer Nesachim? That's on Daf. Ein Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which Daf do we have various opinions about whether harvesting unripe grain is considered Katsira? That's on Daf. Ein Olav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.